Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
On this football day, football transmissions advance while wedding bells ring and surgeries commence, because in this episode we discuss some inventions and innovators that propelled the game of football to new heights, as well as providing you with a little bit of football nostalgia on some Hall of Fame birthday boys, and it's all coming up in just a moment. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the dunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines and birthdays of Hall of Famers.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome to the June 2nd football history headlines and to our beloved Pigpen. We're glad that you joined us once again on the Pigpen. Each and every day, we bring you some football history, some nuggets of wisdom to fill your football brains. One day at a time, we're trying to build the football history, trying to cover as much and as comprehensively as we can. And the best way to do it is one day at a time, just by the football history pages of that particular day. We're doing this 365 days a year. That's our mission. And we want to podcast it to you and blog post it to you each and every day on pigskindispatch.com and your favorite podcast provider, as well as the sportshistorynetwork.com, which is becoming the headquarters of sports yesterday. We want to make sure we keep that going, keep that momentum going. Football history every day. And we're going to start off with this June 2nd football history headlines. 1875, Alexander Graham Bell makes the first sound transmission. Though he didn't patent the telephone until March 7th, 1876, almost a year later, and didn't ask Watson to come here until March 10th, 1876, this day in 1875 was a milestone. Think of it in today's world of sound, how it's transmitted everywhere and all around us. In the realm of football, we see and hear sound transmissions on TV, radio, the internet, stadium PA systems, and even NFL helmets in this day. The game definitely would not be the same without this great accomplishment by a great inventor, Alexander Graham Bell, June 2nd, 1875. And speaking of great inventions, we have another one, June 2nd, 1896, in somewhat of a related event. Guglielmo Marconi applied for the U.S. patent of the radio on this day. His patent was granted on July 2nd, 1897, and a fierce race with others to be the first to get out this famous patent. Radio, too, as discussed in our earlier comment on Graham Bell, is had major bonuses for the game of football. Now, where would we be if you couldn't listen to a football game on the radio, especially before the advent of television? That's where the games were really promoted, and especially at the college level, but a lot of the pro games, too. But high school and college games and pro games are still being on the radio to this very day, 120 some years later, after the invention and patent of that radio by Marconi, the great invention. We're glad that he did that. Also on this day, June 2nd, 1945, legendary super athlete Jim Thorpe married wife Patricia Askew on this date. Askew was Thorpe's second wife, and she remained at his side until his passing in March of 1953. The great athlete was previously married to Iva Miller for 15 years, and they had four children together, but divorced in 1941, about 4 years prior to his second marriage to, of course, that happened on this date, Patricia Askew. June 2nd, 1992, former New York Giants football head coach Bill Parcells underwent open heart surgery. And we know that was a great success. Mr. Parcells is still with us. June 2nd, 2020, the NFL announces that all teams will be required to run training camps at their home facility and not travel to alternate locations due to COVID-19 precautions and that big pandemic we experienced last year, to keep the player and the community safe. And we know that was pretty successful because they did have some players opt out, but the season went on as planned. A few delays here and there, reschedules of games due to COVID outbreaks, but they got the Super Bowl played on time. All the teams played 16 games, and everything went about as smooth as you could possibly think it could. There was no fans in the stands, but we're hoping things are opening up now that we will be in 2021 sitting our fannies in the stands watching our favorite players play at all levels of football, not just the NFL, in all leagues, you know, the CFL. Hopefully they're getting their season on track here and have fans in the stands, and we want to see full capacities, everybody getting their inoculations to prevent this dangerous disease from harming anybody further in our populations, and we want you to be protected if you are not. And if you want to be able to read through some old football articles, you need to check out newspapers.com. At newspapers.com, you get access to over 640 million pages worth of news from the U.S., Canada, England, Scotland, Ireland, and more, dating all the way back to 1798 and as early as yesterday. Get a free one-week subscription to newspapers.com by visiting sportshistorynetwork.com/newspapers. And with that paid subscription, you'll also be helping to support the production of this and other Sports History Network shows. That's sportshistorynetwork.com/newspapers for your free 1 week today. And I should add, it's not just football articles. You can read articles about anything that was in any of the newspapers around the world that newspapers.com covers. Anything. You can read about the Civil War. You can read about the War of 1812, I'm sure. You know, anything that's happened in world history, World War I, any events that happened, you know, over in Europe or Asia, any English-speaking newspapers will have that coverage that they have in the newspapers.com. So make sure you check that out for your free one-week subscription, sportshistorynetwork.com/newspapers today. Now let's get to some Hall of Fame birthdays for this June 2nd. And first one takes place 1895 in Pittsford, New York. Homer Pop Hazel, an end and fullback out of Rutgers University in 1916 and 1923 through 1924, was born. The footballfoundation.org website explains that Hazel was his first letter in football at Rutgers in 1916. He had to leave school, though, because of lack of funds. Therefore, he worked at various jobs and saved for his future. Then at the age of 28, played football again at Rutgers in 1923. It was worth the wait for the gridiron fans at Rutgers, as he was without a doubt the most versatile player the Scarlet had ever produced. Homer led Rutgers to identical 7-1-1 records in his final two seasons, earning All-American selections in each. He played end in 1923, when the only Scarlet loss was from West Virginia by the tune of 27-7. Pop had Rutgers on the way to an unbeaten finish in 1924, this time as a hard-hitting fullback. But when this time it was Bucknell that untracked the Scarlet in a final game of the season by the score of 12-7, losing by less than a touchdown. Hazel was also well known for his excellent passing, punting, and kicking skills on the gridiron. And in 1923, he was a Walter Camp hand-picked All-American at end, and then the following year he received the same honor as a fullback and was the first player to have the distinction of doing that at two different positions. Homer secured a place in the College Football Hall of Fame when he was inducted into the gridiron Iron Museum in 1951, and Homer later served as athletic director as well as a football and basketball coach at the University of Mississippi for 5 years, and then he even served as a golf pro for 4 years after that. What an athlete. June 2nd, 1920, Tex Schramm, the president and general manager of the Dallas Cowboys from 1960 to 1989, was born. Tex guided the Cowboys from a startup franchise in the league all the way to Super Bowl championships. Under his guidance, the Cowboys enjoyed 20 consecutive winning seasons and was instrumental in the AFL-NFL merger of the late 1960s. The Pro Football Hall of Fame website tells us that Schramm was the NFL Competition Committee Chairman from 1966 through 1988 and was an integral part of the NFL instituting the six divisions and even the wild card playoff concept. He also was a proponent of extra field markings, instant replay, and rules to enhance offensive scoring. Tex Schramm was enshrined into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio in 1991. June 2nd, 1950, Jeff Simeon, the four-time Pro Bowl NFL linebacker for the Vikings for his 11-year career. He attended and played football at Stanford University from 1969 to 1971 and was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame in 2006. The National Football Foundation shares that Simeon made 15 critical tackles in the 1971 Rose Bowl game that helped the Cardinal upend heavily favored Ohio State 27-17, preventing the Buckeyes from claiming the national championship that year. That very next year, he led Stanford to the Rose Bowl once again, and this time they upset Michigan by 12 points. After his brilliant NFL career, Jeff, in his post-football life, has been active in the Fellowship of Christian Athletes and other Christian endeavors. Now, we've got some birthdays of a famous kicker who is not yet in the Hall of Fame. And June 2nd, 1944, Garo Yepremian, the NFL kicker that was a two-time All-Pro and made two Pro Bowls and was on the winning Super Bowl team two times in his career that spanned from 1966 through the 1981 season. Yepremian played for Detroit, Miami, New Orleans, and Tampa Bay during his pro career. And Garo immigrated from Cyprus and attended Indiana University on a soccer scholarship. He was not eligible to play NCAA football because he had played professional soccer in London before moving to the U.S. His kicking of a ball in soccer really translated well to his football life in the NFL, though, and he became one of those very first soccer-style kickers that we see so predominant in today's NFL game and leagues around the world. The soccer style is really becoming, because of their accuracy and distance, and the soccer players are really becoming quite pronounced in the kicking game. So we are glad you joined us once again for these football history headlines. We bring it to you each and every day, one day at a time, football history, trying to fill those nuggets of information into your football brain. Eventually, by the end of the year, we want to fill that brain up and hopefully make more room for more, because we'll keep coming at you the year after that, too. You can join us on pigskindispatch.com. We have blog posts and our podcast there every day. You can also see us on the sportshistorynetwork.com, as we mentioned earlier, with us and about 19 or 20 other great podcasters are on there to bring you the headquarters of Sports Yesteryear and give you some great information from sports around the world from all eras, and just great history to learn about different games that humans have played throughout the centuries, actually, and even as early as today and modern as today. So make sure you join us there, and you can also listen to us on your favorite podcast provider. Make sure that you follow us on that provider, and we are also very active on Twitter and Facebook and also Reddit on the Sports History, our Sports History pages. Make sure you check us out there and give us love and support. Give us your comments. You can email us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com if you have any questions, or if you just want to receive our blog posts each and every morning, you'll see what's going on in football history news each and every day. We try to bring that out before 7 a.m. Eastern here in the United States and around the world. So make sure you check us out. And until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that, Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts. It's found right here on the Sports History Network.